Good morning. I was thinking about something that I heard a long time ago, and I've heard it through my life. And it's really a phrase that people use to try to talk about how to recognize the truth. And I know I talk about the word truth probably a lot, but I hang my hat on that word and try to keep it there. But it's not always easy to figure out what the truth is. But anyway, have you ever heard the phrase, if it looks like a duck, walks like a duck, and quacks like a duck, then it is a duck? You're probably thinking, what do ducks have to do with church and scripture and all of that? Well, part of our scripture today is coming from the book of Luke, and it's telling the story of how Jesus was talking to these people. And he pulls out an old scroll, which eventually, to simplify it, became part of the Bible. At least I hope I'm right about that. And he reads from it some things that were written by Isaiah way before Jesus ever came along. And as he's reading it, the people are looking at him and they're saying, oh, well, he has a nice way about him. He has a good way of speaking. And so Jesus reads these words, which basically are the words of Isaiah saying, I have come to let you know about God. God is going to shine through me, right? And Isaiah was talking about the being, the person who would one day come as a representative of God and would be what we would use the word Messiah to describe. Messiah, Savior. Those are some of the words. But anyway, Jesus is reading this prediction, this prophecy that Isaiah came up with a long time ago. And he rolls up the scroll. Basically, he closes the book when he's done. And he looks at the people there and he says, all right, everybody, you heard it here. You heard it first. History is being made. And they're like, what? He's basically saying to them, I am the guy that this dude, Isaiah, way long time ago, was talking about. And everybody's just amazed, surprised, stomped. Their mouths are hanging up. They're hanging out open and they're drooling. They can't figure out what's going on. They're complimentary of Jesus. They say, yeah, isn't he Joseph's son? Yeah. And doesn't he sound good? Yeah. But then they got furious at him, because they understood that what he was saying was, I'm the dude sent from God to teach you how to live a godlike life. I am that dude. And all these people are like, no way, Jose. There's no way you're the one. We've been waiting. We know the deal. We're waiting. We're looking. Okay, we're waiting and we're looking. And we'll know it when we see it. Well, guess what? They totally missed it. They totally missed it. It was a duck. It quacked like a duck. It looked like a duck. And it walked like a duck. And yet, the people are saying it's not a duck. So what does that say about us? What does that say about our ability to recognize truth? We're always looking, aren't we? We're always looking for what we think is the truth. And sometimes we miss it because it's right in front of us and it's the simplest explanation. It's the simplest thing. And yet we human beings like to make it all complicated. Oh, we do it all the time, myself included, big time. But these guys had Jesus right in front of him. Instead of seeing the truth, they wanted to harm him. But guess what Jesus did? Jesus gave him the old slip and he got away and he went on to fulfill his mission on earth. So why tell this story today? Why talk about the truth? Because it's so hard as you're growing up, and even when you get to my age and older, it's hard sometimes to sort through all the information. I'm sorting through a lot of information with my family right now. Our father and grandfather is going through a really tough time of life. He's going through a time in life when you know that his days are fewer than they used to be. So there's a lot of information to sort through to come up with the truth. You know, what do we do about him being at home? What do we do about how to take care of him? How do we take care of his wife, our stepmother? I'm using that as an example because even when you get to be an adult, there will be things to sort through. And I'll just give you this bit. Pray. Be close to God. Think about God as you're thinking through this information. And if it looks like a duck, quacks like a duck, and walks like a duck, it probably is a duck. Thank God for simplicity that we can eventually get to, for clarity that we can eventually get to, even when it's hard to get there. We're so grateful, Lord. Please guide us. In your name we pray. Amen.